Are you in need of an IRS tax bailout? Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call now and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals that specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. During these tough economic times, the IRS is looking for every penny they can get, and we know how to negotiate with them for you. We've settled millions of dollars of back taxes for a fraction of the cost. Call 800-390-9240 now and find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240 now. You still have time before the tax laws change. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. This single telephone call with one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals could save you thousands. Call IRS Tax Advisors at 800-390-9240. That's 800-390-9240.
Get ready to grip it and rip it.
All right, let's move on. We got golfers waiting.
Dedicated to bringing better golf to America, this is Tee to Green, the golf show.
Time to tee it up and talk some golf. We do that every Sunday morning right here on Tee to Green, the golf show from the fabulous five-star Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. I'm Jay Ritchie, along with Jerry Butenhoff. We thank you for joining us. And on the show today, well, we've all seen those golf simulators with the giant video screens that allow you to play golf without leaving your basement, your game room, or your garage. As much as we'd all like to have a golf simulator in our homes, few of us have the space or the money to spend on these virtual driving ranges. But that's all changed, thanks to Dancing Dog Golf and the OptiShot Golf Simulator. For less than $500, anyone with a Windows PC can plug in and play Torrey Pines, Bethpage Black, and more than a dozen other top courses. And today on Tee to Green, Brandon Theophilus from Dancing Dog Golf will be here to tell us how the OptiShot works and how you can get one just in time for Christmas. I've seen them. Seen how they work, and I'm definitely going to ask Santa for one this year. It's the OptiShot Golf Simulator on Tee to Green today. The big news in golf this week has been the President's Cup Down Under in Australia. Well, it's over. Who won? Who did what? Did Tiger Woods ever win a point? Some of the questions we will answer on Tee to Green today as we review the 2011 President's Cup between the Americans and the rest of the world, minus Europe, the U.S. team versus the internationals. They played at Royal Melbourne in Australia this week and wrapped up last night.
It's early Sunday morning. The sun is coming up. I'm on the tee at 7. I'm here to try my luck. They say this game's a tough one, but I'll give it my best shot. Though the bunkers look like beaches and the greens like parking lots. Oh, Lord, what am I gonna do? Help me keep my head down. Save me from those double bogey blues.
It's Tee to Green, and we are live and in real time on the internet worldwide at sportsbyline.com. Link to that through our website, teetogreenradio.com. You can also go to teetogreenradio.com and click on the Facebook icon and tell us you like us. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff, going to tee it up next with Brandon Theophilus talking OptiShot Golf today on Tee to Green, the golf show.
Right now at Lowe's, get savings you won't believe on our top Whirlpool appliances. Save $1,200 on Whirlpool Gold Stainless Steel 4-Door Refrigerators, now only $1,299. Or clean up with savings of $600 on Whirlpool Cabrio High Efficiency Top Load Washers and Dryers. Get the pair for $998. Plus, get an additional 5% off every day when you use your Lowe's consumer credit card or any Lowe's business credit account. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid through 11/21. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com. And start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm Scott Carter, CEO of Goldline, and I'm here with Todd Eink, who, like many of our Goldline clients, diversify their portfolio with gold and silver. Todd, tell us why you started investing in precious metals.
Well, Scott, I've owned several successful businesses with much of the proceeds vested solely in stock and real estate. I felt the need to search for other means of diversifying my portfolio.
How did you find Goldline?
I researched the marketplace and decided to call Goldline based on its credibility and reputation.
Goldline is a solid company with a 50-year track record of helping clients like Todd.
I have a very broad portfolio of stocks, real estate, and precious metals. With everything I've built professionally, I believe gold offers diversity for me and my family.
Todd's Goldline story is just one of thousands across the country. Call Goldline today and learn how gold can be a part of your future and your family's future.
Call 1-800-278-5077 for your free investor kit. Call 1-800-278-5077. That's 1-800-278-5077.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
Gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct.
Ha!
Who lets you watch movies instantly on your Nintendo 3DS or on your TV through your Wii console?
Duh, Netflix.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Good morning and welcome. It's the show by golfers, for golfers. You found it, Tee to Green. We happen each and every Sunday morning right here at the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Great to have you with us today, Jay Ritchie, alongside Jerry Butenhoff. It's that time of the year when it's getting a little tougher to find nice days in certain parts of the country, including here in Colorado, to get out and play some golf.
I did find one on Friday,
you did,
though.
Yeah.
People that may remember, we had Ann Finke as a guest back in the winter. She had won an award, a teaching award with junior golf from the PGA, and they had invited us to play at the Country Club of Colorado just down the street here, which I'd never played, so I finally got out there Friday. Had I not tripled the 18th, I would have put up a real score, but...
Yeah,
you know,
same old story.
Yeah, I know.
Had I not, if only...
Yeah,
ifs, ands, and buts. Yes.
You know, but...
Hey, see, the Broadmoor here has the winter blankets on the greens,
they
too.
They do. They're going to close down the entire East Course for the winter here, and they're finishing up some improvements and upgrades in the West Course. So 10 holes is all they're going to have open over the winter here.
I think the Broadmoor needs the OptiShot golf simulator in here for when the
when
the weather's bad.
We've certainly got a high enough ceiling where we're sitting here. We can come in here and
we could do that. We'd never get on the air.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
We're going to talk about the OptiShot golf simulator today. It's perfect if you can't get out and play. You've all seen these giant video screen golf simulators, and you've seen the price tags attached to most of them too, and most of us don't have the bank account or the space to spend on these virtual driving ranges, but that has all changed, as I mentioned in the open, thanks to our next guest and Dancing Dog Golf. From Dancing Dog Golf, we're happy to welcome Brandon Theophilus to Tee to Green today. Hey, Brandon, how are you?
I'm great, guys. Good morning to you, and thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being on, and thanks for coming up with this great idea. I think I'm going to ask Santa for one this year. I could sure use one, especially when I can't get out because of the weather here in Colorado. Now, for around $400, you know, the OptiShot golf simulator, all you need is a Windows PC. You can plug in, practice, and play on replicas of some of the great golf courses around the world and in this country. How are you guys able to do this, and whose idea was it? How'd you put it together?
My two partners are software developers, and they started this company just slightly more than 6 years ago. And at that time, they were both in Seattle in the software industry. As they like to say, they're avid golfers. They had an itch that they needed to scratch, and they were convinced that there was a way that a golf simulator that was not only accurate but, more important, affordable could be developed. And so that started the quest. And, you know, fast forward through three different generations of earlier technology golf simulation product to get us to where we are today. And and we have OptiShot. Literally, you know, I'm biased, but there's nothing like us in the world at this price point with the accuracy that we're able to provide.
Yeah, key word, affordable there. By the way, Dancing Dog Golf, where'd you come up with the name?
it's a great little story for you or your listeners. On our website at optishotgolf.com, you can see kind of what our logo looks like, which is a paw print of a putting green. But the story has it, an old pub in St. Andrews years ago, the locals would start to drink some pints and then begin to sing. And the proprietor of the pub had a three-legged dog, and as the locals began to sing, the dog would dance.
Okay, I like it. I knew there had to be
That's a great
a
visual
great
right
story.
There. Yeah,
yeah, behind that name, Dancing Dog Golf. So we've got a million questions about this, the OptiShot Golf Simulator. And I guess the first one is just, how does it work? What kind of technology is in play here?
Yeah, well, what we're using, and you mentioned, you know, folks need a Windows PC, and that's all flavors of Windows, so Windows XP, Windows Vista, or 7, in order to install our software. You install it within 5 minutes. You're walked through a very easy setup, quick start guide. You're literally playing golf in the comfort of your home. From a hardware standpoint, golfers are hitting balls, either foam balls or real ball, or there even is a no-ball setting, off of a swing pad that is turf-topped, artificial turf-topped, and it employs rows of sensors, infrared light sensors. And so once you begin your backswing, those sensors begin doing their work at roughly 10,000 light pulses a second, so very fast, and they're measuring the club head. We're not measuring the ball. We're making some assumptions about what the ball is doing, and I think some very good assumptions. But all of that is gathered off of the club face itself from the start of the swing through the completion of the swing. And then the real brains of our product come into play with all of that data that we're taking from the club head and being able to, in real time, immediately, just like you were standing out under the sunshine in real life, show you what that shot looks like. If you like, we have the shot tracer technology like you see on the tour broadcasts that we employ to show you the movement of the ball as it's going through the air, and then we'll give you some good critical swing data from club head speed to path of swing to what is the face angle doing to a tenth of a degree at impact, where on the club face am I making contact, so on and so forth. Pretty amazing stuff.
So, Brandon, I would assume that to come up with all this data, your people over the course of time have taken numbers from real golfers as far as what distances balls travel within a club head speed of 110 or whatever, and used a lot of averages of real golfers to come up with all these numbers then?
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, as I mentioned, we've been after this for 6 years. OptiShot is the third generation of hardware that we've had into the marketplace, and over that time frame, loads and loads of testing and data have been compiled, and then it gets rather complicated. But the algorithms that go into place to take that data from club head club face data and being able to give you real-time accurate representation of that shot, it's pretty comprehensive, it's pretty brilliant, and it's good.
Brandon, how long has it been around, and is this the first generation of the OptiShot, or have you had others?
Yeah. OptiShot in its original form was introduced in mid-2009, actually. That hardware, there have been some minor revisions to the hardware, and when I speak of hardware, that's the actual infrared swing pad that people are hitting off of. Mm-hmm. So since mid-2009, we've had some minor revisions to the hardware. The software is always evolving, and our most recent large update to the software took place in summer 2011, so just this past summer. The software out of the box for folks, whether they purchased it in late 2009 or they purchased it a month ago, it's in our software we employ an auto-updater just like any Windows or software program would have. So whenever we release an update to what we call our core software, our users don't have to do anything. I mean, they get a pop-up window in front of them that lets them know that a new update has been released for their OptiShot, and they can either download it now or download it later. It's very straightforward.
Oh, sweet.
Nice.
Yeah,
I know.
That's excellent. Jerry and I were talking too before we came on about how much space you need to use it.
Well, we like to tell folks, I mean, it depends on the size of the golfer, but typically 8.5 feet of ceiling height is sufficient ceiling height. Mm-hmm. If you're a tall individual, taller than, say, 6'1", 6'2", in order to be able to properly swing your driver, you might want to be in a space that's a little bit bigger than 8.5 feet in ceiling height. But the beauty of this product is that you can customize it to truly fit not only your budget, as you can get started for, as you mentioned, $399, but also you can customize it to fit your space. So if you want to do nothing more than just hit balls into a net and use your window monitor or your PC monitor to view the simulator, you can be in a pretty small footprint beyond just the 8.5 foot ceiling height. Many of our users are connecting up to from their PC to a wall-mounted or media center TV, flat panel, high-definition TV. And then for those who have the space that's more permanent that they can set aside for indoor golf, many, many folks are making what we would call a full sim, just like you would be familiar with starting at $50,000 and up.
Yeah.
With an
Brandon, we need
screen.
To take a break here. We're coming up on a break, so you'll hang around with us for the next segment?
Absolutely.
All right. Brandon Theophilus, OptiShot Golf, our guest. This is Tee to Green. Be right back.
Great shot, Bob. I think you're on.
I just followed your lead.
Hey, by the way, did you break ground on your new building?
No way. I'm holding off until I see what the future holds.
So you're seeing a fortune teller?
You know what I mean. Things look a little uncertain.
The only thing certain in business is if you're not growing, you're losing. And we just opened our fifth facility last week. If you're following my lead, you'll call General Steel. Their pre-engineered steel buildings could save you as much as half the cost compared to conventional buildings. And they're up in nearly half the time, and back with a 50-year structural warranty.
Yeah, but steel buildings...
Hey, you've seen my building. Does it look like steel?
No, it looks great.
Ask about rebates that could save you up to $20,000. Look, you can stop paying rent and own a building that suits your business better and probably saves you money by operating more efficiently. In times like these, don't stop spending. Just spend wisely.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
Toyota certified used vehicles are already incredible, but now they're getting even better because each vehicle comes with a 12-month or 12,000-mile comprehensive warranty, 7-year or 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty, an 8-year or 100,000-mile factory hybrid battery warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. Get 2.9% APR financing for 60 months with $1,792 per $1,000 borrowed on any Toyota certified used vehicle. The best new cars make the best used cars.
Comprehensive and roadside warranty from Data Certified. Purchase. See certified warranty supplement for warranty details. Powertrain warranty, whichever comes first, from original date of first use when sold as new. Financing available through Toyota Financial Services for qualified buyers only. Hybrid related components are covered for 8 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first, from original date of first use when sold as new. The HV battery may have longer coverage under emissions warranty. See owner's warranty information booklet for details. Offers vary by region. See participating dealer for details. Offers end 10/31/11.
Win NFL tickets with Toyota Techs for Ticks.
Text Packers to 515-462-0888. You can see the Packers and the Bears in Green Bay.
Would you serve your family water that's loaded with prescription drugs and pesticides? Over 53 million Americans are drinking water with contaminants that are tested to be above the federal health guidelines. Call Aquasana Water today and speak with one of our water specialists, and we'll give you a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. Our filter systems are certified to reduce contaminants and leave in the minerals for crisp, clean, and healthy water for you and your family. We want to help clean up the water supply in your area one home at a time. So call us right now, speak with a water specialist, and get a free analysis of the drinking water in your area. Call right now. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769. 800-608-5769.
There was only one other acceptable theory about how to hit a golf ball.
Oh, boy. Well, I'm afraid to ask. Well, what is it? What's the other theory?
Grip it and rip it.
Tee to Green takes you to the driving range with our tip of the week. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobile 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm the head golf professional at the Broadmoor, Mark Kelbel, and today I want to talk to you about some misconceptions of the full swing. The first being that the head stays still. The head does not stay still in a full swing. Sometimes it moves back, but it certainly moves up and forward on the follow-through. If you do keep your head still, it's hard to get a full turn, and it's hard to follow through properly. The head will move. Secondly, the head is not the center of the golf swing. Normally, that is your chest area or buttons, as we do on the range. We watch buttons. Remember where that stake is driven, through the middle of your back into the ground. There's two fulcrums on a swing, your right knee and your left knee, and you basically turn around the middle of your body. Third is that your left arm has to stay straight. It indeed does not. You can bend that a little bit. It's more important to get the arm bent in a little bigger turn than it is to keep it straight. For more on hitting the ball better off the tee or off the fairway, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your nearest PGA professional.
This segment of Tee to Green brought to you by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. That's 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage. Swan Law Funeral Directors, 501 North Cascade here in Colorado Springs. Call them at 719-471-9900. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff, we're talking OptiShot Golf Simulator with Brandon Theophilus of OptiShot Golf. And Wired.com had this to say about the OptiShot. You don't want to shell out thousands of dollars for a standard golf simulator? Try this sim, which tracks a golf swing's entire path with its two rows of sensors on the artificial turf swing pad. 10,000 light pulses per second are sent through the system to measure various facets of a swing, such as club head speed and club face angle at impact. And Sports Illustrated Golf Plus said the OptiShot by Dancing Dog Golf allows you to turn your garage into a monster par 5 with a two-tiered green. And all of that for less than $399.95, less than $400. Make a great Christmas gift for the golfer on your Christmas shopping list, or if you want to get yourself a great Christmas gift, it's not a bad idea either.
There's nothing wrong with treating yourself at this time of the year.
That's for sure.
Nothing wrong with that at all.
We've been talking to Brandon about a little bit how this works. Brandon, the swing pad, let's talk about that and how that fits into the overall plan.
Well, I mean, it's an integral part of how the simulator works. You, in order to be able to gather the data, the sensors, the infrared sensors that we're using, as you mentioned, those two rows, they're firing at very, very fast rate, and they're They're monitoring the club head from the start of the swing through the swing, and that is the data that we need to be able to then give the golfer the visual of what that golf shot would have looked like in real life.
So, Brandon, when I'm standing over this, do I have to ground my club on the pad to get everything started? I mean, a lot of people don't really do that sometimes, or not.
Yeah, no, that's a great question. You absolutely do not. I mean, if you're one who hovers the club face, that works. And if you're one who sets the club down on the ground before you start the swing, that works as well.
The other thing people are probably wondering, and I saw this on your website too, in your most frequently asked questions, how durable is it?
Yeah, what we call our defect rate, which is in the electronics world, what is the return rate like for those that are damaged? For us, it's less than 2%, and it's actually closer to 1%. For an electronics product, especially one that's taking the sort of beating that comes with repetitive golf swings, that's a pretty amazing statistic. So, end of it all, it is durable. There's lots of golf swings out there. You guys have seen them,
and we've used them.
Yeah, it holds up. It holds up. The sensors are obviously what give people the most concern when they're looking at the swing pad, wondering how they do hold. And I can tell you that you're not actually looking at the sensors. They're inside the housing. And then even more so, they're floating inside two layers of high-density foam. So they are truly built for the rigors of repetitive, hard impact. And we're pretty proud of the durability that we have there.
Yeah, because that swing pad takes a pounding, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's taking golf swing pounding. So it holds up. At the end of the day, we've got a no-questions-asked 6-month comprehensive warranty coverage that we provide to the swing pad. But our default rate or the return rate that we see for damage is so low, we're kind of liberal in how we treat that beyond that 6-month window.
And Brandon, it looks like when you set your ball down on the top of the turf on the pad, what are we talking, just an inch and a half or so above whatever floor level I might be putting it on?
Right. Yeah, the swing pad itself is darn near an inch and a half above the floor. Out of the box, if you're okay with that, just choking up a smidge onto your club, that's fine. We sell what are called stance mats. We have three different levels of stance mat that we offer, and then there are some other companies unrelated to us but that are coming along for the ride that are making their own stance mats, and they get your feet up on a level plane with the top of the swing pad, and then they also have a precision cutout that the swing pad fits into to just give a little bit more stability to that swing pad, so it's not moving around on you at all during the course of your swing.
Does this come with any clubs, or can I use mine?
Oh, no, you want to use your clubs, yeah.
So what else?
This is real golf. If you're in a space that allows for you to hit real balls, it's real golf with real clubs, real balls at home.
Mm-hmm. So besides the swing pad, and what else comes with this, with the unit?
In the box at $399 comes the swing pad, obviously, a 10-foot USB cable is the only power that's needed for that swing pad. That's included in the box. That plugs obviously into your Windows computer. We include two foam balls that you literally could hit into your wall. They're just soft enough for that. What's called a gripper base, which fits into the underside of the swing pad, and then a driver length and an iron length tee that fit into that gripper base, but you can also just use regular tees like you would on the course, and then of course the software disc, and that's a one-time install on your Windows PC. As I've mentioned, there's the quick start guide once you get that going that just walks you through very simple steps to install the software, and once you do that within 5 minutes you're literally playing golf at home.
Brandon, I'm sure a lot of people use your product both for, you know, practice sessions, and then of course you can play like virtual golf courses, and so we're teeing off at Torrey Pines and we hit our driver and then we approach the first green and then we got a putt. How does the putting work? Do I, you know, same deal where it reads the putting speed on the pad, and what about the break that might be on a green as far as you're playing that way?
It sees all of that. Simulator putting, I'm being very candid. I don't care if I'm on a $50,000 simulator or on an OptiShot at $400. Is simulator putting, obviously. It's tough to simulate for your own feet and for our eyes the contours of what we would be dealing with as opposed to what we would see in real life. But with our product, absolutely, the contours of the greens, ridges, break, all of those things come into play. And you stroke the putt over the swing pad just as you would any other swing, and you need to play the breaks just like you would in real life. For those who don't want to have to worry about the simulator for putting, and they're playing a round of simulated golf, a real round of golf, we do have an auto putt feature embedded into the software, so you can choose to never have to putt. We've inputted some statistical putting models for golfers, so you get it on the. All you need to do is get it on the green, and it will then default for you a one putt, two putt, three putt, so on and so forth.
Okay, or Brandon, we're running out of time. Tell folks how they can get one of these.
OptiShotGolf.com or visit any of your local golf retailers.
All right, like I said, what a great Christmas gift for the golf fanatic in your family. Brandon, great product. Thanks for joining us. Happy holidays to you as well.
Thanks for having me, and happy holidays to the two of you.
Brandon Theophilus, OptiShot Golf, OptiShotGolf.com, the website for more information. Be right back.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. Call 877-499-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So, disable the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and up to four rooms. And there's no equipment to buy. That includes your free HD TV upgrade, your free DVR upgrade, and your free professional installation. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. So, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. 1-877-499-MYTV. Disable the cable, cut costs, and get more. Call 1-877-499-MYTV. That's 1-877-499-MYTV.
Do you have dry skin, cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns? Then use Cracked Heel Softener from Blue Goo. Cracked Heel contains emu oil, which softens and soothes the skin. Just massage Cracked Heel into your feet twice a day and feel the difference. It works. Your feet will thank you. No more pain from cracked heels, hard calluses, or corns. Make your next stop a comfortable one with Cracked Heel Skin Softener. Available at DoTheGoo.com and in Walmart stores.
Chapstick asks, do new Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Hi, this is Angie. And no, cherry always tastes better. I mean, have you ever heard of Green Apples Jubilee? There are certainly no maraschino green apples. And if George Washington cut down the green apple tree, they just say, hey, nice job, George. And then they go back to eating cherries and kissing each other.
Do Chapstick green apple kisses taste better than cherry? Why not kiss with both and decide for yourself? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick.
Just tap it in. Just tap it in. Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
Time to work on your short game. Tee to Green helps you get it up and down. The Broadmoor is one of the world's premier resorts and the longest holder of the prestigious Mobile 5-Star and AAA 5-Diamond Awards. This 3,000-acre property has 700 rooms and suites, a world-class amenity spa and fitness center, plus more than 185,000 square feet of meeting space. The Broadmoor is located 5 miles southwest of downtown Colorado Springs and 1 hour south of Denver. The Broadmoor continues to stand in the forefront of world-class facilities, amenities, and service, combining modern comfort and convenience with an elegant charm of the past.
Hi, everybody. I'm Mark Kelble, the head golf pro at the Broadmoor Golf Club. Today, I want to talk to you about a flop shot, handy shot to have around the green, generally to a guarded pin over a bunker or some other natural barrier that demands a high ball flight on a approach shot. One thing you want to do is make sure that your lie is going to enable you to get the club underneath the ball. If it does not, if you've got a tight lie or it's in long grass, scrap the flop shot. Secondly, if you've decided that your lie is beneficial and will enable you to hit the shot necessary, I want you to play this thing slightly forward in your stance, a little bit like a bunker shot off your left instep. This will help enable you to hit the ball a little higher. On your way back, you need to cock your wrist quick. Lift your hands quickly to waist high, and then finish with some pace. This does not mean throw hands in there, but it does mean that you must be aggressive through the shot in order for the ball to ride up the grooves and fly high the way you'd like a flop shot to react.
For more on the flop shot, more on taking strokes off of your game, check out the website, teetogreenradio.com, or visit your nearest PGA professional.
We like to call it destination listening for dedicated golfers. It's Tee to Green, the golf show here each and every week at the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs, Colorado. This segment of Tee to Green brought to you in part by Swan Law Funeral Directors, serving Colorado Springs, El Paso County, and the greater Pikes Peak region since 1912. That's nearly 100 years of serving families with dignity and heritage. They're at 501 North Cascade here in Colorado Springs. You can call them 719-471-9900. Jay Ritchie, Jerry Butenhoff, we got a spoiler alert for you if you haven't heard the results of the President's Cup Down Under, where they're a day ahead, aren't they?
Well, now it's Monday.
It's already Monday. I'm really confused.
So we have to talk about today's results here.
Okay, today's results.
But anyone that doesn't know and wants to watch the replay on NBC today, you just turn your ears off for a few minutes here.
The President's Cup is played every couple of years. The United States fields a team, and they take on the best players in the world, minus all the players from Europe, continental Europe, because those players play the Americans in the Ryder Cup, which is also played every other year. So this year it was a President's Cup year. Next year it'll be Ryder Cup, and then they'll go President's Cup, Ryder Cup. So the U.S. took on players from Australia and South Africa and some of the other hotbeds of golf around the world.
Korea, Japan, Asia. Four nations included this year. And it's different from the Ryder Cup. The Ryder Cup, in the first 2 days of action, four alternate shot matches, four cumulative four ball, and then it goes like that. So you have 28 matches during the course of the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
President's Cup, you have a lot more. It was 32. Now we're up to 34. They've made it a four-day event. So everybody plays the first 2 days, either alternate or four balls, and then they cut it down for time constraints to five in each session. So people aren't sitting out as much.
The Americans won every day the competition,
and they ended up winning the match. Jim Furyk became the fourth player to win all five of his matches. The bottom half of the lineup was strong enough to give the U.S. team its fourth straight win in the series. 19-15 was the final score, and Tiger Woods clinched the cup for the U.S. for the second straight time. Freddie Couples, the U.S. captain, was criticized for using his captain's pick on Tiger, who missed most of the summer with an injury and had not won anywhere, anytime since his personal life crumbled 2 years ago this week. It was Thanksgiving a couple of years ago. Woods played pretty well all week, even if he didn't always win a point. In his singles match on Sunday against Aaron Baddeley, he was never seriously challenged. Tiger closed out Baddeley 4-3, and the celebration was on, and it was vindication for Couples, who said all month that he was taking Tiger because he was the best player forever. Freddie was in a tough spot. He was going to be he was in a no-win situation. If he picked Tiger and Tiger bombed, he was going to get criticized. If he didn't pick him and the U.S. lost, he was going to get criticized. So he went ahead and picked Tiger. And Tiger addressed the controversy earlier in the week.
You know, I'm just grateful to be on the team. You know, that's Fred could have picked anybody, and I'm thankful that he, you know, had faith in me to be a part of the team and wanted me to be a part of the team. And all, you know, a lot of the players wanted me on the team as well. So it that part definitely did feel good.
And Tiger, for the most part, played pretty well.
He did. He went 2-3, and most of the criticism that Fred got is because he had made the announcement like almost a full month before he had to, and everything. And at that point, Woods, in the sporadic play that he had had all summer, hadn't really proved anything. He played very well in the Australian Open a week ago, and you know he came in, you know, swinging the club pretty well, actually.
And the key, of course, to match play is team strategy and pairings. And Phil Mickelson talked about that earlier in the week.
I think that you want to have similar style of play in foursomes. You want to have opposing style of play in four ball, and you want to have a similar type of demeanor. If you can match that up, because it seems to lead to a little bit better energy, a little bit better momentum throughout the day. That historically has kind of worked well if you can get all three to fit.
Phil sound like he's lobbying for a captain job here before yeah, long.
Well, I imagine that he would be one that would be targeted to captain a President's or a Ryder Cup at some point down the road. I don't think there's any question about that.
Definitely. And he also talked about the international team being a very strong team. That was one factor, and they were a very strong team playing on their home
course.
We've
done pretty well in this competition, and we've been able to do okay at home and away, but the only time we've lost at all is right here in Royal Melbourne, and it's a real challenge for us to play here because the international team has a lot of great players, a lot of great Australian players, and the people here are so supportive of the game of golf and so supportive of the Australian players that it's challenging for us to play well here.
Royal Melbourne par 71, and it just drew rave reviews from everybody, the players, the commentators, the fans, spectators, for the competition this week.
There are a lot of people, professional golfers, that think that it is one of the top five golf courses anywhere in the world. And not really long, but very challenging, cool-looking bunkers, actually,
yes.
That they prepare them a little differently down there. And like most Australian golf courses, and I've golfed down there once, a lot of sand. It looks like Whistling Straits, only they don't call them sand traps. You can actually, you know, the... waste bunkers, they call them, a lot of that, you know, where you can actually ground your club ahead of time, and you know, just a gorgeous setting.
Well, you mentioned Australian golfers, and Phil talked about the great Australian players. One of those was Adam Scott. The U.S., as we said, won 19-15. They never trailed in the entire competition. They won whatever the matches were that particular day, whether they were four ball or whether they were singles or whether they were foursomes. They won every day. And Adam Scott, for one, says he's disappointed that he and his team didn't use Royal Melbourne to their advantage.
Royal Melbourne is certainly one of my favorite courses in Australia. You know, it's the unique sandbelt style for this region. I think it's in fantastic condition. The greens are exceptionally firm. That's probably just because they're fairly new still after the rebuilding of them. So, you know, I like the way it's playing. You know, it's just good to be out here and playing on a fantastic golf course.
So they kind of blew the fact that they had home field advantage playing in Australia, where the only time they won was back in the mid-'80s in Australia. Adam Scott,
actually,
one of the Aussies.
98 was the year it was.
I meant to say mid-'90s.
Was the only one they have. Jeff Ogilvy, that's his home course, and he was far and away the best international player over the course of the weekend. He made every putt that mattered from any distance all weekend long. And, you know, he really showed, you know, his knowledge of the course down there for the international side.
We heard Phil Mickelson talking about the Americans' strategy and the American pairings. Ernie Els, South African, a veteran of many of these President's Cups, he talked about what the plan was from the international team's side.
Yeah, we tried to put guys together who have played the course, like myself, and, you know, pair myself up with Rio, who's never played the course, and we've tried that with the guys who've never been here. So, you know, it's a hell of a tough task, you know. I've seen so many captains come and go. You know, we still haven't got the formula right. You know, it's, I mean, Greg and Frank, the guys, Tim, they've all done an unbelievable job this week. But it's a difficult thing to get going. But we got to find that formula.
Still looking for that formula, the international team losing to the U.S. team at the President's Cup down under, the U.S. winning for the fourth straight time. The Americans were captained by Fred Couples. We haven't mentioned the international captain was Greg Norman.
And the second time that they've faced off against each other, they were captains at Harding Park in San Francisco a couple years ago. They will not return in 2013. Both the internationals and the U.S. will have new captains the next time they go at it 2 years from now.
Ernie Els might be a captain. Who knows?
That's certainly in the works someday, I would think, too.
He talked a little more about how things went badly for the international team this year and says in the end the foursome competition killed the internationals' chances.
We know that we're not good at the foursomes format. So four ball and singles, I think we can hold our own, as we've proven. We find ourselves in this little bit of a predicament because of a lack of foursomes play. And you can't even go through the year beforehand to play because you don't know who's going to qualify for the team. So it's difficult, you know. And I also think, you know, to start the matches off with foursomes, you know, puts us under a bit more strain. Because we don't play it every year like the American team does. So we're under pressure right from the get-go.
Yeah, and they never recovered after falling behind that first day.
You know, it's interesting. Over the past dozen or so years, we've always talked about how the Americans struggle in the team portion of the Ryder Cup every year. But for some reason, in the President's Cup, they do very well in the team competition. They were up 7-5 after the first 2 days, and then blitzed Saturday morning, blitzed the internationals 4-1 to take a 5-point lead basically at the midway point.
Yeah.
And when Ernie talks about foursomes, that's the alternate shot format. And for some reason, in the President's Cup, the Americans are great in that alternate shot.
And they
don't do it in the Ryder Cup.
Maybe it's all relative because the Europeans are better than the Americans at that style of play than the internationals. So.
Yeah, and they play a little bit more of it, I guess. But the international players over the course of years tend to have more team events than the U.S. has ever had. So, you know, it's just not collating somehow for the internationals in the President's Cup so far.
Jim Furyk went 5-0, by the way, in the President's Cup competition to lead the U.S. team. Jerry's going to talk more about that, and he'll take us on a tour of the rest of the happenings in the golf world as we continue. Tee to Green live from the Broadmoor Resort, Colorado Springs, Colorado. Worldwide on American Forces Radio, Sirius and XM Satellite Radio, and coast to coast on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a price war among the major term life carriers. Consider these possible rates. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, could obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $85 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 10 years. We specialize in policies of $250,000 and above. A man age 60, non-tobacco user, may be able to obtain $250,000 of coverage for as little as $135 a month, and this rate is fixed for the next 20 years. That's right, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. For new or replacement term life insurance, call the Term Lifeline now. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715. 800-430-6715.
If long-term unmanageable debt is making your life miserable and you're tired of living from paycheck to paycheck, get ready for a toll-free number that will change your life. Trinity Debt Management has been helping people just like you cut their interest rates by as much as 60% and increase their credit scores by up to 200 points. In fact, they have a proven program that has worked for thousands. If you're ready to consolidate your bills into one manageable monthly payment and pay off your debt, then call for a free, no-obligation analysis. Trinity's certified counselors will explain the entire program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. To cut your interest rates and help your credit score, call Trinity today at 800-899-0615. That's 800-899-0615. Get a fresh start. Call for free information now. 800-899-0615. 800-899-0615.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action, so you'll know what happened and why, and be prepared for what's to come. Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
It's the fastest hour in radio. Tita Green coming to you every week from the Broadmoor Resort in Colorado Springs. Time to go on tour and tell you what's happening in the world of professional golf. Of course, we've been talking about the President's Cup. The U.S. winning for the fourth time in a row. They are now 7-1-1 in the nine President's Cups, which started back in 1994. 19-15 was the score. It was 13-9 heading into today's singles matches, and the team split 6-6. The international team got pulled within two a couple early on. They won the first three matches. Actually, they won the first four, but by then Hunter Mahan had dispatched of Jason Day 5-3. Jason Day really struggled this week, kind of unsurprisingly. He went 1-3-1, and he's probably struggled as much as any of the international players. We mentioned Jeff Ogilvie played the best of the internationals. He was a two-up winner over Bill Haas in the singles today. And then for the American side, Jim Furyk beat Ernie Els 4-3. That got the U.S. to the 17th point, so they were just one away at that point. And then, of course, Furyk went 5-0, the fourth player to do that in President's Cup history. And then the Tiger Woods finished it off with a 4-3 win over Aaron Baddeley on the 15th hole there. That got the U.S. to 18 points. That's what they needed to clinch, and they won at 19-15. So Kim, Schwartzel, Ishikawa, Ogilvie, Scott, and Goosen were the international winners in the singles today. Mahan, Watney, Furyk, Toms, Woods, and Stricker won for the U.S. side. On the women's tour, it's their final event of the season, the title holders tournament in Grand Cypress in Orlando.
Sandra Gall and Hee-Young Park are the leaders at minus seven. Park birdied three of the last four to get into a tie for the lead. Suzanne Pedersen is a stroke back. Paula Creamer, two back. Yanni Sen with a 66 yesterday. And Na-Yan Choi at minus four. Coverage today starting at 1:30 Eastern on the Golf Channel. And that should be a real shootout between those six players for the title. Thanks to Brandon Theophilus of the OptiShot Golf Simulator. You can go to optishotgolf.com. That's O-P-T-I. OptiShotGolf.com. You can also go to Dansen Dog. It's Dansen without a G, Dog with two G's. DANCINDOGG.com for more information there. And thanks to you for listening. As always, we will come back with another show for Thanksgiving weekend. Have a good Turkey Day. And until next week, hit 'em long and hit 'em straight. Take care, everyone.